Hachette Audio presents The Next Red Wave, How Conservatives Can Beat Leftist Aggression, Rhino Betrayal, and Deep State Subversion. Written by Jordan Seculo, with Benjamin Sisney and Matthew Clark. Read by Jordan Seculo. For Anna, my wife, and Sophie, my daughter. Forward by Dr. J. Seculo.
My career in constitutional law began quite unexpectedly in 1987 when, as a 31-year-old attorney, I was offered the chance to argue a religious speech case that had made its way to the Supreme Court of the United States. I won that case 9-0 and quickly realized there was a legal void that needed to be filled in this country. So in the most grassroots way possible, my wife Pam, writing the newsletters, my sons Jordan and Logan helping fold and mail them from our kitchen table, which we still have in our offices today, we founded a legal organization to fight for constitutionally guaranteed religious liberty. That organization is now known as the American Center for Law and Justice. Now, even with offices around the country and international affiliates strategically placed around the world, I never forget how it all started, on a table at home with the whole family being involved. I know that this beginning impacted Jordan's interest in politics, law, and grassroots organizing at a young age. At the time, I did not know where it would take him, or that one day he would be writing a book about how to utilize the tactics he's learned to keep our conservative ideas and principles on paths to victory. While I began my constitutional law career as a trial by fire, I did not go from one Supreme Court case to another. In fact, much of the work done between the dozens of oral arguments I presented at our nation's highest court was carried out at a very local level. I cannot count how many city councils, county commissions, and even school boards I appeared before while advocating for our clients. Jordan attended a lot of those meetings and saw how local government decisions could ultimately end up before the Supreme Court. In a sense, these experiences tied directly into what this book is all about. Of course, presidential and statewide federal elections are important. Yet our local political institutions like school boards, city councils, county commissions, and state legislatures have a tremendous impact to this day on my work and that of many of my colleagues at the ACLJ. We continue to have ACLJ attorneys appear before city councils and county commissions to protect First Amendment rights, even as we have attorneys preparing cases to be heard by the Supreme Court and international tribunals. Everyone has an opportunity to go a step further than voting in elections. By reading this book, you will learn the value of becoming involved.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?